Hey, it's Jamie, and I am here with my friend Christina Meyer from the Meyer Law Firm. Today, we're going to talk about the difference and the importance of a living will and a healthcare proxy. Hi, Christina.
Good morning, Jamie.
So if you could first describe the difference between those two things, and then we can get into the importance of having one or the other.
Sure. Sometimes they're referred to sort of as one document. They do two very different things. A healthcare proxy is a document that says, if I'm in need of medical attention and I'm unable to speak, literally unable to speak,
right,
or if I'm in a state where I don't understand what is happening, maybe I have dementia or Alzheimer's and I can't make informed decisions, then I appoint Jamie to make those healthcare decisions for me.
Okay.
So Jamie, you have the right to interact with my doctors and healthcare providers and tell them
yes to this, no to
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly right. However, if I'm perfectly healthy and I'm at the hospital with a stubbed toe, that does not give you the right to stop treatment for me, okay?
Do not treat Christina's
exactly,
stubbed toe.
Exactly, right. Exactly. The other document is the living will.
Yes.
And the living will says that if I'm terminal, I have an incurable disease and my time is limited.
Okay.
If I should have a heart attack, for example, please don't do CPR. But please do make me comfortable.
Okay.
No heroic measures, I say. No life-sustaining artificial measures.
Okay.
So of the two, I tell my client, if you are unsure, then I completely understand that. Have the healthcare proxy document in place.
And Christina can help you with all of that, with your family, with your healthcare proxy. That's why it's so easy to contact Christina at 518-313-7809 or online at themeyerlawfirm.com. Meyer spelled M-E-I-E-R, themeyerlawfirm.com.